Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I really encourage you to go back and listen to what Gene Grassman has taught us. So many interviews, so many visits, so much wisdom from Gene Grassman as he's been a member of our Brain Trust now, coming up on 14 years. This May will be 14 years as a member of our community. And as you know, he's the author of The Words Think and Live By. That's just one of his books. An award-winning television producer, a Lincoln portrayer, one of our great friends. Gene, thanks again for hanging out with us. It's Dr. Gene Grassman, by the way. He says we can call him Gene. Hey, Gene, we're talking about making decisions, being a slow thinker, and admitting that you're a slow thinker. You know, as you say, Lincoln, I don't know if you can get away with that today. I think you can get away with being a slow thinker. I'm not sure you can get away with being proud, with acting like you're proud of that, Gene. What do you think?
Well, actually, it depends. It can be a strategy if a person just says, you know, I'm a pretty slow thinker. Help me out. You're sort of dumb like a fox, you know?
Right.
And I think that there are a considerable number of very strategic thinkers who have disarmed people by their not being real quick and witty, but they're always thinking.
One thing you can do to buy yourself some time and without admitting that you're slow is just say something that I've learned from other people, and that's tell me more.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Tell me more. And the one that I recommended just to be a handle on what we've said thus far is let me think about that and get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really strategic thing to say.
Well, I'd like to make one little change to that. I could use you could say I need more time to think about that.
Oh, that's great.
Instead of saying let me think about it, that sounds like you're putting them off. Just say I need more time to think about that, and that sounds like you're really going to be thoughtful about it.
Yes, and you're actually. These nuances and the way you say things is part of what motivated me to start the new website that you and I have talked about a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. called whatyousay.com.
Mm-hmm.
We now have about almost 300 articles on
wow.
how to say it.
Wow.
On whatyousay.com. And you're one of the contributors, thank you. And we're building a steadily growing group of people who come regularly to whatyousay.com.
Good for you. I know that's one of your great ideas. I want to come back though to what we were talking about earlier about sleeping on things, and you said, you know, that buys you I need 24 hours. I want to sleep on this. The lady who said she needed to be able to sleep on things. The only thing that my audience has heard me say this 100 times, maybe 1,000. If you have to make a tough decision, a big decision. And it can wait. It doesn't have to be made today. Like you said, the gas is not leaking. Then you should sleep on things. But that only works, Gene, if before you go to sleep, sometime that day, you actually write down, you put down on paper somewhere in the computer or something, you declare what your attitude, opinions, idea is right now. Because that's what you think today. That's what you think right now. And that becomes the foundation. That becomes the record for what is being decided. Now, when you sleep on it, the next morning you wake up, you come back and look at that again. From that point, you're clear-headed. You've had a night's sleep. It's incubated in your brain. And then you can make a better decision. But if you don't do that, if you say, I need to sleep on that, and then you put it off till the next day, making a decision, then you're going to have to sleep on it again.
I certainly don't disagree with that. I am a great believer in the power of the subconscious, sometimes called the subconscious mind. And the reason that sleeping works, often, sleeping on something,
mm-hmm.
is that the subconscious is processing information while you're sleeping. That's the left brain, the right brain, and there's the subconscious.
Right.
And sometimes when you wake up the next morning, what you have thought you were going to do, what you wrote down, you look at it again, mm-hmm. and you say, my Lord, what was I thinking about?
Right. That's right.
This would be a disaster for me. I'll tell you another thing I do. We don't have time to
Well, what you and what you here. What you also do is you say, "Boy, I'm glad I didn't say that yesterday."
One of the things that I have done, and we don't have time to fully explore this, I created a mastermind group quite a few years ago that I actually talked to two or three people who were in my mastermind group before I make a good decision or a hard decision, and often they will say, bring up topics, ideas, or cautions that I had not thought about. Mm-hmm. Now, I may not do what they recommend, but running it by them is a great part of my decision making.
But these were highly selected people who know you, who you consider to be knowledgeable enough to be worthy of your information, and who you also know care about you.
That's exactly right. And also people who keep confidences, because you have to be able to talk freely with people in your mastermind group. If they break confidences, you've got to get them out of there.
My friend Noah St. John calls those people loving mirrors.
Oh, interesting.
Of course,
in the book Think and Grow Rich, that's where I got the idea of creating them.
Exactly. Gene, give us the website again, please.
It's presidentlincoln.com. That's one of them.
Presidentlincoln.com.
That's my Lincoln.
Right.
And then what you say.
All right, so check that out. The Words Lincoln Live By, folks, is still one of my favorite books of Gene's, and also the new book, Lincoln Speaks to Leaders, is outstanding. Quick break. Gene Greisman and I will be right back. It's 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.